Amen. Up front here, Travis.
For those that don't know me, I'm another Jim Pafford. There's a couple of us in the audience. Anytime you talk about your grandparents, most people's first question is, were you close to them? Was I close to them? Did Jared, and Jason, Amanda, and Will and I spend every Christmas Eve with them? Did Mama and Papa miss a single birthday party? Have they been at every one of our weddings? Have they held every one of their great-grandchildren? Did I name my son after his great-grandfather and his father and his other great-grandfather and his other great-grandfather? Is my youngest daughter named Annabelle June for Betty Ann? I'd say we're a little close. I know when Mama got to heaven, Jesus came and found her, said, I've got a big job for you. That great-granddaughter that's named after you, she needs so many people watching over her. So many people. Because she loves a good time. She will never miss a chance to run out that front door and get into trouble. She will not miss a single opportunity to jump off the top floor of every playground I can find for her. And she needs a full-time angel watching over her. So there is no doubt in my mind that's where Mama is right now. She's with us here, but just in case Annabelle's in the playground, she's got to be in two places at once. Every time I leave my children, before I leave, I read a book to them. And if you'll bear with me for a couple seconds, I'm just going to tell you a few things. The book is called You Are Loved, and My Love Will Find You Wherever You Are. And as I've done every time I've left my children, I sat my daughter down on my lap, and I opened the book. And a calm came over me, because I wasn't reading the book to my daughter this time. Mama was reading the book to me. And it said, I wanted you more than you ever will know, so I sent love to follow wherever you go. So hold your head high and don't be afraid to march to the front of your own parade. If you're still my small babe or you're all the way grown, my promise to you is you're never alone. In the green of the grass, in the smell of the sea, in the clouds floating by at the top of a tree, in the sounds cricket make at the end of the day, you are loved. You are loved. You are loved, they all say. You are my angel, my darling, my star, and my love will find you wherever you are. And every book ends with three simple words. You are loved. Papa, you are loved. Amen. And Mama, you are loved. We will see you. And all of you in this room, I love all of you. You are all loved.